Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure. As always, I'm very excited about having one of my favorite people on the planet back on the show. I admire the work that he does and the person that he is. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, right there, hard by to the White House. They look out the window at each other. He's our good friend, Giovanni Cortolo. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, and thank you for all the good work you do on behalf of small business. Well, we really need a number of advocates on small business's side.
Well, thanks, Giovanni. Hey, Giovanni, before we get started on some of the public policy stuff, I wanted to get a report on how things are shaping up for your Small Business Week event at the end of May.
Oh, it's going to be a great event. May 21st through the 23rd, it's America's Small Business Summit. Now more than ever, I think small businesses really have to be united, have to show their numbers, have to be there. We have speakers already lined up, Mary Madeline and James Carville, so we'll hear both sides of the defense as far as different visions of where we're going, and a lot of political analysts will be there. We'll have our chamber experts giving you details as to what's going on as far as what's happening on Capitol Hill. We'll have leadership, motivational speakers, and we'll certainly top it off with the rally on the Hill, where you actually can take charge of politics by going there and expressing your views as to what should take place.
Right.
It's certainly in a pivotal year when it comes to politics, and we really need small businesses to show up in force.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing this every year. This is your 10th anniversary, if I'm not mistaken. The first one, I remember, was 2002. I was part of that one, and
you were.
I really admire you guys for continuing to keep the light shined on the issues of small business, and you're not only shining the light on them up there, Giovanni. You guys are also you're focusing on the issues that we need. You're doing work as well on and trying to stand up for small business owners, and I appreciate that. I want my audience to know that the things that you guys are doing for small business are essential and needed, and because without people like you and others, as you say, other advocates inside the Beltway, I don't even want to think about what would be happening to small business right now.
Well, thank you, and just to point out, I think you were there for most of our conferences, to be honest with you, and led the way. You were there last year, and thank you for doing that, and hopefully we can get you back this year. We're actually, and this is first to be released, we're going to do another policy-focused conference in the fall, since this is such a pivotal year, and that's going to be September 18th. So,
what do you see when you talk to small business owners? Are they getting the idea that 2012 is a defining year for America and for small businesses in America?
Absolutely. You know, when they look at their taxes, they don't know what their tax rates are going to be. They know that there's a huge overhanging debt. We certainly seem to have stabilized the patient as far as the economy goes, but we have not yet turned the corner as far as heading up. There are some incipient signs that we are heading in the right direction, but small business owners are very cautious. They know that it's not only taking charge of their financial condition, but it's also they have to take charge of their politics. Mm-hmm. And more and more they see that, and they see that as part of their quest to, you know, stay alive.
Well, and as I've said many times before, Giovanni, small business owners must let their elected representatives know what they think, what they have on their mind, how they want them to behave, how they want them to be to represent them, or they can take what's given them, whatever is given them by those who can presume that small businesses don't care. And I know that's not true. But we get so busy trying to make payroll, Giovanni, that we sometimes, and that's where I think it's important that organizations like yours and others come in to where we can make a small investment of time, maybe and hopefully some money to support an organization, so you guys can aggregate our concerns and do the work up there as professionals.
Yeah, I mean, what a lot of small businesses don't realize is the other side is very, very motivated
and well funded.
They play hardball. Well funded. They play hardball. They're out in numbers.
Right.
They're there where you least expect it. Mm-hmm. And small businesses have to be there, else they're going to be what's for dinner.
And I'm going to tell you something else, folks. I'm going to get it right out on the table. They don't play fair. They don't play by the rules, a lot of these folks Giovanni's talking about. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Giovanni Cortolo. He's with the U.S. Chamber. I'm with you.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.